Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, December 16th. I'm Wayne Pratt. A composer at Washington University is hoping to draw more attention to climate change through music.
The sort of terrifying nature of what is being presented to us just can't. Our brains somehow can't comprehend it. But I think that art actually can affect that change.
Climate change in music. That story from St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon in just a bit. First, the headlines. The region is dealing with the season's first strong blast of winter. The National Weather Service says our area will receive another 3 to 7 inches of snow today. A winter weather warning is in effect until midnight. Many schools and businesses are closed as officials prepare for a second wave of this storm. The weather is hitting much of Missouri. The State Highway Patrol is reporting 560 crashes and at least 4 weather-related deaths. Also, officials in Illinois are reporting several crashes throughout that state and parts of the Metro East as residents there deal with this weather as well. Missouri's Education Department has a proposal to increase teacher pay. It will cost $400 million. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports.
The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education wants to move the minimum teacher salary from $25,000 to $32,000. Then all teachers would receive a $4,000 annual raise. Assistant Education Commissioner Paul Katnick says Missouri ranks toward the bottom in average and starting pay for teachers.
It's just important to emphasize this just kind of catches us up.
Also in the proposal is creating a $75 million fund to entice teachers into hard-to-fill roles. DESE surveyed teachers earlier this year. They said pay is the number one reason they leave the classroom. State school board members have said previously school culture and leadership also need to be improved. The school board is scheduled to discuss the proposal more Wednesday when it considers legislative priorities for next year. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri Department of Agriculture is taking applications from farmers looking to grow industrial hemp in 2020. The relative of marijuana had been illegal to grow for more than 70 years, but is now allowed under federal rules with state regulation. Department spokesperson Sammy Jo Freeman says applications are now available online and will be processed after the first of the year.
But producers should know that they need to await that final approval before purchasing, receiving, or planting industrial hemp. We really want them to have that registration in hand so that legally they're in a good spot.
Industrial hemp can be used in products ranging from textiles to biodegradable plastics. A new literary hub in Grand Center is offering support to St. Louis-based writers. Here's St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin.
The building is called High Low, and it includes a library, cafe, and room for programs run by the arts organizations who also rent low-cost office space there. Those include Herb Arts Poetics and literary magazine River Styx. Kranzberg Arts Center is behind the venture. Executive Director Chris Hansen says he wanted to bring together literary-minded groups in a modern space that's open to the public.
A lot of the infrastructure around the literary arts lived on university campuses. And this was a great opportunity to bring together the public, scholars, first-time readers, literary orgs, individual writers around one space.
Kranzberg plans to add a writer-in-residence program in 2020. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Jeremy is also the host of our Cut and Paste podcast. It features conversations with artists and cultural drivers, and it's available at stlpublicradio.org or wherever you get podcasts. The enormity of climate change and the threat it poses to our planet can be hard to grasp, but one Washington University professor is trying to start a conversation about climate change through music. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon spoke with composer Christopher Stark about his new string quartet, Seasonal Music.
I grew up in a small town on a lake called Flathead Lake in western Montana. It's just incredibly vast feeling, and you feel just like this tiny, tiny, tiny speck on the planet when you're there. I definitely miss it a lot, and I think about it all the time, and it's really like the strongest source for emotional inspiration for when I'm writing.
So how did you make that leap from composing music that's inspired by nature to also including climate change?
where it started really for me, I believe in Western Montana and parts of the Mountain West are warming at a rate that seems faster to me than the rest of the United States. I mean, I recall the first real seasons of like forest fires and things like that when I was in college, and it was like, okay, this is different now, and it's every year now. And the mountains are completely filled with dead trees from these bark beetles that no longer die in the winter because it's not cold enough. You're facing it every single day there. And so that idea of being away from home and also home sort of being lost, it was just really devastating. It's still devastating to me when I think about it. And that as a composer, I mean, if you're feeling something, it has to show up in your work, or it does for me anyway.
So you have three separate movements in this piece: spring, a combined summer and fall, and winter, kind of like a modern take on Vivaldi's Four Seasons. And I'm wondering, you know, what were you picturing when you composed the spring movement?
Sure. The spring movement, I was sort of thinking of this like springtime energy where there's just like all of this kind of raw material that's just kind of like spewed out by the planet that's going to make all these amazing things.
Towards the middle of the piece, you transition from this kind of frenetic energy of spring to long, drawn-out notes in summer. Talk a little bit about your choice for that.
So for me, the string players do a little bit of a technique where they play two notes at once, but I ask them to play those notes slightly out of tune with one another, so it creates a secondary kind of beating effect. And this to me is just feeling of, you know, just like the sun on the back of your neck. But I wanted to sort of just contrast this sense of just totally intense, placid, endless summer sunlight then with this just very, you know, raucous, abrupt quotation from Vivaldi, which is almost like a flash flood or something, or like a storm.
When it comes to climate change, what do you think that art can offer that maybe other disciplines aren't able to?
I think that art can engage the public in a way that other disciplines can't. I think the most obvious example of this is the polar bear on the melting ice. I mean, that image was shared probably way more than any data was shared about what's happening to our planet. So I think it absolutely can affect change in a way that touches people on a personal level, that data and sort of this sort of terrifying nature of what is being presented to us just can't. Our brains somehow can't comprehend it. But I think that art actually can affect that change.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan speaking with Washington University composer Christopher Stark. Our Maria Altman edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt. From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.